We all enjoy music in many ways. But the meaning behind many songs carry a dark omen. Many children's songs are actually a dark story, one of tragedy or one of revenge. Yet they still pass around the malevolent melodies to further push the mind into a state of bewilderment. Music can heal or destroy. The frequencies that is used in the music evinces an emotional reaction, happy, sad, thoughtful, hell, even horny. The use of sounds has existed for thousands of years, and it has a very powerful effect on the human brain and subconscious activity. For example, if you hear side chill, side trance, and down tempo, you will feel a strong wave of relaxation and tranquility. Other types of music can produce different types of feelings, such as euphoria, creativity. It'll even help you tap into higher levels of intelligence. But, unfortunately, it can be used as a weapon. The one thing that can influence the brain's activity to act accordingly for the dark agenda that lies ahead. The way we make music is through our life experiences, and sometimes we find that people can connect by that song alone. And certain songs can be a little offensive that can actually bring people closer. Music is science and art combined. When we create sounds and waves, the brain reads it like a book. The heart has a beat, and when it comes to music, the heart itself will feel it first. We all feel something when we hear something. Music is a moving story with the ability to paint an image in our heads. What's more is, imagination flows with music without lyrics. The reason why music is still popular is because of the effects it brings. Sound therapy is one of realigning the body's signals. If you really want to have a short description or a name or a type of what type of being we are bioelectromagnetic. What we hear, what we feel, and what we put on us and inside us is what tests the landscape of the law of attraction. When we are in that state of mind, moving to the rhythm of the music, many things can follow. The conductor has changed the music, and the show has been changed as well. We have a music piece that is wrought with sour notes and missed time signatures. The song is being played, augmenting the hidden message in its notes. When we finally hear the music and listen, there, in the strings, in the drums, we find the rhythm. One that unites us in the final curtain. It is a beautiful feeling when you find a piece of music that gives you that tranquility. There are thousands, millions of different pieces of music that can be used, especially when it comes to progressive thinking and creativity. I myself love to dip into side chill, side trance, and down tempo. A lot of people would see that as techno, but it's not. Far from it. If you really want to understand where I'm coming from, look up this artist. His name is Koza Trip Trance. I'll even put the name in my description for the episode, and you will be surprised on how aligned you feel. There are even YouTubers and creators that take original songs and slow the beat down. The voice changes. It evinces a different type of feeling. Trust me. If you really need to mellow out and relax, my personal opinion, my listeners, is to go with chill beats. Nothing too uppity, nothing too overwhelming. The best ones are ones without lyrics, because your mind can wander, and whether it be your little dark fantasies or fantasies that you don't tend to be open with, it'll definitely put you in a better state of mind to deal with the challenges of what we face as humanity. And that's my little personal opinion, a tip, if you will. Try listening to those pieces of music, and you'll probably see the world for what it's trying to be changed into, instead of the world as they're forcing you to see it. And believe me, it'll put you in a much better position to fight against the evils and the corruption that continues to plague our society itself. Until next time, this is Beatrice Harris for Season 9 Cosmic Collision, Humanist Rising. And be sure to follow me on Spotify. Just simply look up the title, Season 9, Cosmic Collision, Humanist Rising. I'm on at least 20 different platforms. I lost count after 15. And I'm growing every day. So I ask that anyone who listens to my episodes, follow me on these certain platforms. And if you want to be a guest and ask me questions, find me on matchmaker.com. Name, Beatrice Harris. And I do live in Newburgh, New York. I'm not afraid to say that. I just want people to be more informed. I just want the brainwashing to stop. Stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.